The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara b'Mitzia Adaf Ayin Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. The Nunishmat Manat Zekenati Yafa B'Tzaraf Nunishmat Avraham Minister. Hashem Tenichem B'Gan Eden. Amen.
The Gemara says, Rabbi Nama, no, Hacha B'Talmidei Hachamim Askinan. That which the Mishnah said. The Mishnah that said you're allowed to charge the beat, I'm not going like the first answer. The first answer said it's talking about we're only charging because you need the money to live. Rabbi Nas says no. Charge him as much as you want. You know who the Mishnah is talking about when it says you can charge the goy the beat? Tamid HaKamim. Why? Why Tamid HaKamim exempt from this beat rule? Tama mai gazur banan shema yilmod b'ma'asav. Oh, he's giving me a new reason. What's the reason why we don't want you to charge goyim? We don't want you to have transactions with them. Because once you start transacting with the goy, you're with him. You have a business deal with him. What ends up happening? You learn from his ways. However, v'chemen the tamidei tamid hacham hu lo yilmad b'ma'asav. Amazing. Tamid hacham, he's not going to learn from the goy's ways. So we don't have to make a gezerah on him. So the mishnah. So that means when you go back to the mishnah, when you read v'velove u'malve lahem tamidei hachamim, but a regular guy asud even a penny. Forget about kedei hayav. According to this answer, even a penny. Why? We don't want you transacting with the goyim. And if you do, bar minan, you lose your money. Again, it's sudra banan. Sudra banan. Ika de matnila. Aha de Rav Huna. Some learned Rav Huna's statement that we just learned. Aha de tani of Yosef. Im kesef talve et ami et he'ani amach. Torah says, if you're going to lend my nation money, make sure you include the ani. What is this talking about? Ami v'nochri. Oh, if it's a choice between lending money between a Jew and a goy, ami kodem, who comes first? The Jew. Ani v'ashir. If it's a choice between lending a rich man and a poor man, who comes first? Ani kodem. Okay, the poor man goes first. Ani yecha v'aniye ircha. You have your poor people. What does that mean? Your family, let's say, or the anim of the city. Who comes first? Aniyecha kodmim. Your family comes first. Aniyecha v'aniyeir acheret. Aniyecha kodmim. So this pasuk over here is coming to tell me a din of who goes first in the law of lending money. Rashi im kesef tavet ami ami v'nochri ba'im l'lavot. Right, a goy and a nation. Your nation comes to borrow money. Ami kodem, my nation comes first. Aniyecha v'aniyeircha, anim shem kerubim, mishpachtecha, your relatives. Aniyecha kodem nechiv emecha hakerubim lecha, the ones that are close to you. Aniyeircha kodem na'aniyeir acheret, your anim of your city come before a different city. Dehana chavi emecha, which basically the rule of the pasuk is, who's emecha? It ha'ani emach, the closer the ani is to you, that's the precedence, that's what comes first. Okay, what? Amar Mor, we have a statement. Ami v'nochri, ami kodem. Pshita. You tell me that? A goy or a Jew comes to borrow money. You can only do one. The Jew comes first. Hazak about Pshita. Amar Rav Nachman, amali huna. Here's the hadush of Rav Huna. Lo nitzricha da'afilu l'nochri b'rebit. Even if you can make money off the goy. If I lend the goy money, he's going to give me interest. If I lend the Jew money, it's obviously I can't charge him interest. The hadush is, give it to the Jew for free and forego the rebate that you're able to charge the goy. That's the context that Rav Huna made his statement. The court that you can charge the goy rebate. It's just that in the context of a choice between free loan and a rebate loan, the free loan to the Jew comes before the rebate loan to the goy. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bo'ud come and look, Samiyut Elehem Shel Malver Rebit. Look at the blindness that people that charge interest are subjected to. They're blind, they don't see their bad ways. Adam Kore L'Havero Rasha. Let's say somebody would call his friend a Rasha. Now that's a very derogatory term. That's a big insult. If somebody would be called a Rasha, what would his reaction be? What would his reaction be? Yored emo lehayav. He'd chase him all the way. He'll pursue him forever. Call me Rasha, I'll go after him forever. They're him, and what do these same guys do that when they charge the beat? Mivim edim, they bring witnesses. Vela blad is a sofer. Vekulmos, and the quill, video and ink. Vechotvim vechotmim, and they write a star. And what does it say on the star? Peloni ze kafar belohe Yisrael. When they're charging the beat, basically what they're saying on themselves is, I am a kofer. You say the person is a kofer belohe Yisrael. Which means you'd be stuck like a blind eye. If somebody would call him a rasha, he'd go after him. Meanwhile, when you're signing a shtar to collect the beat, you're calling yourself the biggest rasha. You're actually admitting that you're a kofer b'lo Yisrael. That doesn't bother him. Look how blind, which means that title of rasha is so offensive. Hey, when you're going to write a shtar of the beat, basically that's what you're saying about yourself, that you're one of these people. No, that doesn't bother you. So you see the blindness of collecting the beat. Even over supersedes the fact that the person really is, insulting himself, basically, by showing that he's a kofer be'elokei Yisrael. Okay. Hashi. Yored emo lehayav. Somebody would call a person rasha. Ragilet kotet emo kiluikau. You would take that verbal offense as if it was physical. Uchilu ba lehorgo. That's right. Okay. Comes going to says Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, kol mi sheyesh lo ma'ot, umadve otam shelo b'ribit. Oh, somebody has money and he gives free loans. Doesn't take interest. Alav katuv omer, kaspo lo natan ben neshech. He didn't give his money with neshech. Veshochad al naki lo lakach. And he did not take bribes. Oseele limot le'onam. Person does this, will never falter forever. He'll never go down. Meaning he'll always have money. The opposite is true. Somebody charges the beat, eventually, nechasav mit motetin. His assets falter. Comes the Gemara and says, ve'akazinandelo musfe beribit ve'kamit motetin. We see people, they don't charge interest and they lose their money. So what are you talking? Amar bil Hazar, halalu mitmotetin ve'olim. Halalu mitmotetin ve'olim. Guys that charge interest when they go down, they stay down. People that don't charge interest, they might lose their money temporarily, but they come back up. Pasuk, lama tabit bogedim taharish kebala rasha tzadik memenu. David HaMelech is talking about a pasuk over here. How sometimes the Rasha is able to overpower even the Tzaddik. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravuna, Tzaddik memenu boleya. Yes. The Rasha can only swallow a Tzaddik that's greater than him, a relative Tzaddik. Meaning, if he's better than the Rasha, so he's called a Tzaddik in relative to the Rasha. That type of guy, the Rasha can swallow him conclusively and bring him down for good. Tzadik gamur eno boleya. But a tzadik gamur, even though the Rasha might be able to swallow him, but the tzadik will recover. Which means this is part of the last hadush. That just like we said by the people that charge the beat, they go down forever, and the one that doesn't will come back up. So to the Rasha, he might be able to swallow conclusively a tzadik that's better than him. But a tzaddik gamur, even though he might be able to get him down temporarily, the tzaddik gamur eventually will rise up again. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Ger Sedek, Ha'amur le'anyan mechira, Ve'ger toshav ha'amur le'anyan ribit, Eni yodeya mahu. Two laws now we're going to discuss. There's one in Ger Sedek, it's a regular convert. That was discussed in the law of mechira. We'll see the law of Mechira, selling himself, or the law of selling a slave to a Ger Tzedek. We'll see the law now. And the law of Ger in our Mishnah. What was the Ger in the Mishnah? Ger Toshav, regarding the beat. He says those two laws of Ger Tzedek by... Oh. The Ger Tzedek law and the ger toshav lo yisrael. I don't know what it's talking about. What's the case? Gemara begins. Ger tzedek ha'amur le'inyan mechira dechtiv. V'chi amuk ha'chik ha'imach. A guy, let's say, became poor. V'nimkar lecha. He has to sell himself to the fellow Jew for money. V'lo lecha ela leger. Sometimes he's not going to sell himself only to a Jew. He's going to have to sell himself to a ger. It's even more embarrassing. Shnei emar leger. Not only a ger tzedek, not only a ger tzedek, ela leger toshav. Something's even more embarrassing. The guy's going to have to sell himself to a ger toshav. That's less than just not even a Jew. Shnei emar leger toshav. Mishpachat ger. Sometimes it's mishpachat ger. What's that? Zeh nochri. Sometimes a person has to sell himself so desperate even to a goy. Kishu omer ole eker. It also says sometimes he sells himself to the eker. What's eker? Zeh nimkar. La'avodat kochavim azah. Sometimes he has to sell himself to the church itself where he avod avodah zara in order to pay his what he owes. So therefore, this is talking about a person that sells himself. Amar mor. Velo lecha ela leger. Shnei emar leger. Lememra deger kane evid evri. Sounds like that a ger tzedek, a convert, can buy an evid evri. That's what the pasuk is saying. Well, again, what did the pasuk say? An evid evri sells himself to his fellow Jew. Sometimes he sells himself even to a ger. Oh, is that so? Is a ger allowed to buy an evid evri? Why not? Urmin hu, urmin hi. Contradiction. En hager nikne be'eved evri. A ger is not allowed to be sold as an eved evri. Ve'en isha ve'ger konim eved evri. Nor can a lady or a ger buy an eved evri. Why is that so, by the way? Ger lo nikne be'eved evri. You know why a ger cannot be an eved evri? Because what does the pasuk say? After his term is up, v'shav el mishpachto ba'inan v'haleka. After his term is up, he goes back to his family. What's one thing about a ger? He has no family. Because once he converts, he's kikatan shenolad dameh. So therefore, he cannot be sold as a eved. The en isha v'ger konin eved evri, nor can they buy eved evri. Well, isha lav orach ara. It's not derech eretz for a lady to buy a male, because she's going to be secluded with him, and therefore it's not nice. Ger nameh, also a ger cannot buy an eved, because we have a tradition, gemire. We have a halakha. What does the halakha say? Demakneh kaneh. One that can sell himself as a ger, as an eved, can buy an eved. Delo makneh, lo kaneh. But those that cannot sell themselves as eved cannot buy Eved. So since we just said that the ger cannot sell himself an Eved, he cannot buy an Eved. Oh, so but we have a question over here then. What does it mean in the Torah when it says that the person is going to sell himself as to a Jew? And sometimes he's not going to sell himself to a Jew, he's going to sell himself even to a ger. I thought the ger cannot buy an Eved Evri. That's the question. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Eno kone vidino ki Israel. It means he cannot buy an Eved Evri and have the regular law of when a Jew buys an Eved Evri. Aval kone vidino kinochri. But he could buy, and he has different laws. He can buy an Eved Evri with the laws of a goy, but he cannot buy it with the laws of a Jew. What's the difference? Netanya. Han nirtza. What's nirtza? Eved Netzah, that pierces the ear, so he stays until you avail. Then nimkar lenukri, or let's say he sold to a goy, eno oved lo etaben velo etabat. Oh. Let's take the case of a goy. Sell the Eved, if he gets sold to a goy, he only works for the goy. Let's say the goy dies, he does not become the slave of the children. Similarly, that which we said, that a ger cannot buy an Eved, he can buy Eved. But the deen is, if he dies, the Eved is not going to go to his children. Meaning the goy, the ger's status of purchasing abadim is like a nukhri. Good? And that's what Torah says. Sometimes you'll sell the Eved of to a ger, meaning as the deen of a, selling it to a goy. Good? Good. Amar mor. Ve'en isha ve'ger konin Eved Evri. says that what? A lady is not allowed to purchase an Eved Ivri. A lady and a Ger cannot buy Eved Ivri. Let us say that this is not going like in a bunch of women. The Tanya, Isha kone et shefachot. A lady could buy a shefachot, that's a female slave. Vena kone et avadim, but cannot buy an Eved. A bunch of women Gamliel, af kona et avadim. Oh, so clearly Rashbag says a lady could buy avadim. That's coming against what we just said. Afilu teman a bunch of women Gamliel, I can even say it's going like Rashbag. Penakashia. That which we said that the lady cannot buy an Eved Ivri, but can buy an Eved Kena'ani. What's the difference? Why do we allow her to buy an Eved Kena'ani and not an Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri tsaniya'la. An Eved Ivri is modest. So what's going to happen? We're worried that she's going to fool around with the Eved Ivri. And since the Eved Ivri doesn't go around saying that he fooled around, therefore she can hide it. So therefore we don't want the Isha to buy an Eved Ivri because it's going to lead to promiscuity. And since the Eved Ivri is Sanua, she knows it'll be able to be covered up. Eved Kenani, Paritzla. Eved Kenani, he talks. He don't care. So therefore, she could buy because she's not going to want to fool around with the Eved Kenani because it's going to get out. Because the Eved Kenani boasts and he talks like Parus. He doesn't care about anything. So therefore, the piritzut of the Eved Kenani is a protection that the lady's not going to want to do anything. So that's why it's okay. So it's a modesty issue. So that's the issue. Had the Tanit of Yosef Armalta, a widow, lo tarbe kalba, should not raise a dog. Because we're concerned about bestiality with the dog. Velo teshre bar berav b'ushpiza. Nor should she have a yeshiva student staying by her house. Oh. Bishlama bar berav. I understand the logic why the yeshiva student tsaniyala. Because in that sense he's not going to talk. So therefore, if she commits a sin with him, she'll get away with it, because he's not going to say anything, because he's sanua, in that sense, not to talk about it. Therefore, it's a problem. Ela kalba, but the dog is going to give it away. Not going to talk, but it's going to give it away. Kevan de masrich ba mirteta. What happens? Once the lady, or somebody commits bishyati with the dog follows the lady. So therefore, the people are going to see that the dog is clinging to the lady. They're going to know. Therefore, he gives it away. Therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. Why then the Amana cannot live with the dog? Gemara says, Amre, kevan, dechishadya leumsa. You know what? When you throw a piece of meat to the dog also, Masrich Batra, he also clings to the master. Amre, the people are going to say, Amre Inche, Mishum Umsa, Deshatya Lehud de Masrich. No, they're not going to think it's Mishyad. No, because she probably threw a piece of meat to it. So therefore she can get away with it. Therefore the Almana should not live with a dog as well. That continues. Ger Toshav Amud. Okay, back to our subject now. When it says Ger Toshav in our Mishnah, that what? It's not subject to the rules of the beat. Mayhi. If your brother is going to become faltering, umata yador mach, and he's going to go down. The Torah says, help him out. Ger v'toshav, you have to have to give v'toshav as well. The emach or the high emach, and he has to. He lives with you. Al tikach miito neshek v'tarbit. Sounds like none of these guys we just said in the pasuk over here. Your brother, the ger toshav, help him out, lend the money. When he's down, but don't charge interest. And your brother should live with you. Good. What mean? So therefore, for this pasuk, it sounds like you cannot charge them interest. They get it to shav. What do mean? Our Mishnah. Lovin mehen umalvin otam berbit vechen beger toshav. That it's legal. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Mi ketiv al tikach meitam. Go back to that pasuk. Doesn't say don't take from them. Me'ito ketiv, me Yisrael. It's only the beat issue
is referring to only one of the subjects of that pasuk, the Yisrael. Oh, so then may I ask you, so then what's the Ger Toshav doing in that pasuk? The Ger Toshav is teaching a different law. Ve'he achicha imach, meaning we have an obligation that if we see a Ger Toshav needs money to live, we have an obligation to make sure he has mezonot. It's a different deen. There's two deen in this pasuk. There's the debit issue. Don't take from him the debit, me going back on the Jew. On the Ger Toshav, take interest from him. No problem. Oh, so what's Ger Toshav bechlal in the pasuk of the debit? Oh, help him out. Meaning if he's needs mezonot, the deen is the charity club has to make sure that he has mezonot. Okay. Comes Gemara and continues. Al tikach mi'ito neshek betarbit. Don't take from him interest. Aval atan na'ase lo arev. But what? You could be a guarantor for him. What does this mean? Rashi. Arvo shel, which is regular Israel. Can't charge interest. But you can be the guarantor. Meaning what? That if the guy doesn't pay, if the borrower doesn't pay, so the lender comes to the Arev and pay. The Jew can become a guarantor. Now we know that cannot be, because we learned Arev Leman. Oh, so well, let's get the case first. You tell me a Jew can become an Arev. Who is he guaranteeing? Ilima Arev Yisrael. If you tell me it's a case like I just told you, he's being a guarantor for a Jew, can't be. Vehat Tana. Elu ovrim belo ta'ase. Hamalve behalove he'arev ha'edim. All these guys are guilty in the rebit scheme over here. The borrower, the lender, the edim that signed off on this transaction, and the guarantor. Because the guarantor also is now he's accepting upon himself this loan. He's guaranteeing it.
But there's a beat in this, no?
That's why it's a sur.
But this case is not the beat.
No, if it's Jews, it says, don't charge interest.
Right.
No. But he can become a guarantor. Oh, guarantor. What is he guaranteeing? If we're talking about a loan over here between Jews, and you tell me a Jew can become a guarantee on a loan, that's a sur. A Jew cannot become a guarantee on a loan with his rebit. The guarantor is also guilty. Again, you just told me on the bottom, but you can become a guarantor.
There's no rebit in this case.
No, there is a
rebit. Oh,
there is? Like you can't charge the rebit, correct? But if you're a guarantor on a rebit situation, that's okay. The guarantor's okay. I mean, that's not so. The guarantor's not okay. Why is it not okay? Let's speak it out. Again, the Gemara.
I'm reading it. You can't take rebit.
Correct.
But you could be a guarantor.
What? I need a person to make me a guarantor in a regular case? What's Hadush Adat?
No.
The Torah's going to say, while there's Isur in the rebit, but to guarantee it, there's no Yisur. Oh, who are you guaranteeing? You're guaranteeing a loan of Yisrael to Yisrael? What's the deen? The guarantor is just as guilty. Because, again, how does it work? Because at the end of the day, you're accepting upon yourself to pay the interest so therefore you're collecting interest from a Jew at the end of the day. And you're paying interest. By the way, the Arev becomes in defeat of the borrower. So just like whatever the borrower has the guilt of, the Arev has the same guilt. So that cannot be the case. Ela le nochri. Oh, it's talking about you're guaranteeing a loan over here. Jewish borrower. Gentile lender. So what happened? The Gentile's doing the lending. You tell the goy, he doesn't pay, I'll pay. Oh, so what's the problem with that? That sounds okay. So what's the worst case? What's the worst scenario? So I'm giving the goy interest. And so what? You're allowed to give the goy interest. We said that already. What's the problem? Ah, v'chevan didine dinochri. When it comes to the goy protocol or the goy law, the azil batar arba, that basically what they do is they go after the arev, which means they collect first to the arev. They forget about the borrower. Borrower, I got nothing to do with you. I go straight to the arev. After the goy collects from the arev, now the arev goes to the Jewish borrower and gets it out of him. That's the way it's going to work in the case of the goy. Ihu niu dekashakil mine rabita.
Now the Jewish Arev is going to the Jewish borrower and taking the beat. I mean, if you're going to follow Goy protocol, it's going to be a problem as well. Because basically, what ends up happening is the Goy comes after the Jewish Arev. Now the Arev comes along, and well, he pays the beat. He pays him whatever he pays him the money. Now he's going to go to the Jew and say, hey, you owe me this money. And he's going to end up collecting what he paid plus the beat. So it's as if the Arev is collecting the beat from the Jew. That's the way they give it out. So it's a problem as well. So therefore, it cannot be a Jewish situation where there's an Arev, and it cannot even be a Goy situation to be an Arev. So the Gemara says, no. I'll tell you the case. Amar Rav Sheshat, Shekibel alav ladun b'dinei Yisrael. The Goy accepted upon himself alone with the protocol of Jews. That what? You don't go after the Arev. The Goy said, you know what? I'll go after the guy, the Jew. In the event that the Jew doesn't pay, so then already I'll go after the Arev. In that case, it won't be Rebit. Wait, that's the Gemara's next question. Let's get to the mechanics here now. So you have a Goy lending money to a Jew, and the Jew is guaranteeing the loan, and the Goy says, I'm going to forego our dinim to go straight to the Arev, I'll go to the borrower, just like the Jews do, go to the borrower. In the event the borrower doesn't pay, then my next move, of course, I'm going to go to the guarantor. Now in that case, he goes to the borrower. So far, does Arev owe anything yet?
No.
Nothing. He doesn't owe anything yet. He's not a... So the borrower at that point comes along and says, I don't have it. So now the Goy, at this point, goes to Arev to take out the money. Now when the Arev goes to the bar, now he owes him. It wasn't a loan from before. It just becomes now a obligation at this point. Correct. Right now it becomes. Which means in the other case, when you're going to the Arev first, he's the borrower. He's the borrower. He's the lender. I'm sorry, he's the lender. Which means when the Goy now, he's lending the money to the Jew, because he's paying it to the Goy, and now he's taking the money back. Oh, so you're lending a Jew money with the beat. Mashiach in here, I got nothing to do with it. You're dealing with each other. The moment that the Jew says, I don't have it, so now you're coming to me. At this point now, once I pay it, now you're obligated to pay me what I pay. That's not, I didn't lend you money. That's a deen where you owed it. You didn't have it. Okay, now I'm on the hook at this point. Therefore, I paid the money. I go back to the before it starts at that point. It's not considered as if he lent you money. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara asked you a question. The Gemara says, if the guy wants to be that's right. If he's accepting upon himself Jewish law, what's the beat in this case for? So the Torah says, okay, he's not Jewish. He accepted upon himself the protocol of not going to the Arev first. But he didn't accept upon himself not accepting the beat. He's not Jewish at the end of the day. So for this he accepted upon himself, but for this he didn't accept upon himself. Let's just read that sheet just to get clarity over here. Ladun b'dinei Yisrael, that's the fourth line. He accepted upon himself to follow dinei Yisrael. That means what? To go to the borrower first. Yidba min al-love tehila. Ukshelo yimsa etzlo. Oh, the borrower Jew says, I don't have. Yigbe min al-arev. Oh, now he goes up. Vehashta en al-arev love mitchila. The Arev is not a lender to the Jew. When he pays the Goy, at that point now he's going to charge his friend. Whatever he paid the Goy, he's going to collect from the Jew. But it's not that he lent. Mashiach, if you're coming to the Arev first, so therefore really I'm picking it up for you. I'm lending you the money to pay him, and then he's going to come after you, so therefore I'm collecting interest that I paid to the Goy and that I lent you. That's a problem. But he didn't accept upon himself all the dinim, just the dinim of protocol of Jew, but not the din of Rebit. Gemara continues. מלווה ישראל מעותיו של נוכרי מדעת הנוכרי. This is a quote from the Mishnah. Mishnah said that a Jew is able to lend money of a goy so long as the goy knows about it. Aval lo midat Yisrael. Now we didn't explain that in the Mishnah, so now the Gemara is going to explain the case. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Malve Yisrael ma'otav shel nochri midat nochri, aval lo midat Yisrael ketzad. What's the scenario? So you have case number one. Yisrael shelava ma'ot min hanochri. So the Yisrael in the case number one is the borrower, and he borrowed from a nochri. Bit of beat. Okay, no problem. We can borrow from the goy, can pay the goy to beat. Ubikesh la'aziram lo. So the Yisrael tells the nochri, I want to give you back your money. Misao Yisrael acher. So the Yisrael number one, he found another Yisrael. Ve'amar lo tenam li. Just do me a favor. Give me the money that you owe the goy. Ve'ani e'le lecha kederek she'ata ma'ale lo. So he says, I'll pay you your principal plus the interest, whatever you were going to pay the nukhri. Which means you're going to have to pay the nukhri back a certain interest. So do me a favor. Now give it to me. I know now it's extra time. The Nukhri is going to charge you more interest now, over the time also probably. Don't worry, I'll take care of the interest. So now it's Yisrael number one, lending money to Yisrael number two. Asur. Because since the goy has no idea about it, so basically what you're doing is, it's one Jew lending money to another Jew, bit a beat. So that's going to be a problem. Ve'imid etzin Nukhri. But if the Nukhri is aware about it, meaning the Yisrael tells him, listen, and then the Nukhri says, okay, give it to him, so then the deen is mutar. Then already it's going to be okay. And the logic we understand simply would be, is because it's really coming from the Nukhri now, to the second Yisrael, and therefore it's like transferring his loan. Okay, you know what, instead of you paying me back, give the money to the second Yisrael, and I'll collect it from him. And therefore, it's the goy that's giving the loan, and the Yisrael paying the debit back to the goy. So that's case number one in the braita. V'chein, similarly, nochri shelava ma'ot miYisrael. So this would be the reverse case. So the nochri in this case is the borrower, right? And he's borrowing from a Yisrael. Okay, no problem. The Yisrael can charge him interest. Bit of beat, no problem. Kubikesh la'aziram lo. So now the goy wants to return the money back to the Yisrael. Mitzao Yisrael acher. So the goy finds another Yisrael. Ve'amar lo tenam li. Do me a favor. Give it to me. Ve'ani e'le lecha kederek she'ata ma'ale lo. Mutar. So it says, listen, I'll give you interest, just like the first guy was giving you interest. I'll take care of the interest. So it's mutar, because again, it's Yisrael to a nukhri. There's no problem. It's Yisrael, but this is the reverse case now. If the nukhri went in front of the Yisrael and did it based on the Yisrael's permission, so now it's like a Yisrael that's lending a Yisrael with interest, and therefore it's going to be asur. Alright, those are the two cases of the Braita. So now the Gemara begins its analysis. Bishlama Sefa Lechumra. The second case over here, it's clear that we're being Mahmir. Now let's discuss one issue over here. Really, according to this Gemara, we're assuming that there is no Shlihut for a Goy. A Jew cannot make a goy his shaliach. Shlihut is a Yisrael thing. I could appoint another Jew to be my agent, but I cannot appoint a goy to be my agent. We learned that actually from Pesukim by Tiruma, as we're going to see in a moment. But there is a concept that I can appoint a goy can be my shaliach to be mahmir, which means if I want to be stringent, I'll say stringently the goy is my shaliach. But I'm not going to say the goy is my shaliach to be lenient. Because really, according to the deen, goy is not a shaliach of a Jew. So the Gemara says, based on that understanding, I have no problem. The Sefa, the second case. Okay, what's the second case? Second case was the Nochri, the Goy was the borrower. He lent money to a Yisrael. Alright? And then, when the Goy wanted to pay back, another Yisrael said, do me a favor, give it to me. So the Goy did it in front of the Yisrael. That means the Yisrael told the Goy, give it to the second Yisrael. We say it's Asur. Because then I'll say, Yesh shlichut lenochri lechumra. That means I'll say that the Jew, or the Goy is the Shaliach of the Jew, to be Mahmir. Which means when the Jew tells the Goy is the borrower, the Jew is the lender. The Jew tells the Goy, alright, you know what? The money that you owe me, give it to another Yisrael. So now it's going to, and Yisrael says, and I'll pay you the rebit. So that's going to be Asur because the Goy is the Shaliach of the Yisrael. And I have no problem to say it because you're being Mahmir. You're saying Shalihut Lehumrah. That doesn't bother us. Ela Leshah. But in case number one. Okay, what's case number one? Let's review it. Case number one, Yisrael was the borrower. And the Nochri was the lender. So we said in that case over there, if in the interim, another Yisrael comes along and says, oh, could you give me the money? When the Yisrael wanted to pay back the borrower, he met another, he says, do me a favor, could you lend it to me? So in that case over there, we say that if he doing it under the auspices of the Goy, that he owes it to, the Goy says, okay, give it to him, we say it's okay. Here we're saying, yes, shlichut legoy lekula. We're saying that the shlichut of the Goy is going to be a leniency. We're going to say that the fact that the Goy told the Yisrael borrower to give it to another Yisrael borrower, there's not going to be a problem of the beat. That's saying shlichut to the lenient side. As Gemara says, Ela Resha, given the end shlichut the Nochri, Ihu Niu de Kasha Kilmine Rabita. Once you take the Goy out, it's the Yisrael lending to the Yisrael and he's taking interest. How could you say just because the Goy told him to give it that we're going to be lenient and say there's no Rabit? End shlichut the Goy. And you cannot say there is shlichut to be lenient. You can only say yes shlichut to be stringent. That is basically the question in the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna bar Manoah, Meshemed Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika, Hakavim Haaskinan. Oh, you know what the case in the Resha is? Kegon de Amar Le Hanihem Al Gabe Karka VeHipater, which means the Yisrael is the borrower. He borrowed from a goy. The Yisrael wants to pay back. When he's about to pay back the goy, another Yisrael comes along and says, do me a favor, could you give me the money and I'll pay you the debit, I'll take care of it, whatever it is. We said that as long as the Yisrael is in front of the Goy tells him to do it, it's okay. So he said, oh, what do you mean? There's no shlichut, a Goy cannot make a Yisrael a shaliyah. So the Gemara's answer is, the case is talking where the Goy told the Yisrael, put the money down, and now you're patur, which means I'm considering as if you paid me back. Oh, so now when they gives it to the Yisrael, it's really coming from the Goy, not from Shlichut. It's as if he paid back the Goy, now the Goy's giving it to the second Yisrael because he told him put the money down. Gemara says, if that's the case, what's the Hadush then? That's obvious. If you pay back the Goy, then the Goy gives it to the second Yisrael, for sure there's not going to be a problem with a beat. Ela amara papa, kegon shenatal v'natan biyad. So the Gemara seemingly gives an answer that's even more hard to understand. Give it up. Oh, you know what the case is talking about? Where the Yisrael borrower gave the money to the Nochri. Gave the money to the Nochri. But not just start putting it down. Gave it to him. And then, and then the Goy gave it to the Yisrael. Fakati, my lememra. So again, what is the Hadush in that case? Mahudetema, Nochri gufe, ki avid, Adata di Yisrael kagamir v'yahiv kamashmalan, which means I'm going to say that forget about shlichut. Maybe there's no shlichut for a goy, but maybe I'm going to be mahmir and say the only reason why the Nochri is giving this money to the Yisrael is because the Yisrael is telling him to give it to him, right? Because the Yisrael paid him back. Do me a favor. I want to give it to the. To my friend the Yisrael. So it could be the Goy is only reacting because the Yisrael is telling him. And if I might have thought that we have to be Mahmir and say that maybe he's a Shaliach to be Mahmir,
And therefore you cannot give him the money because it's really coming from Israel to Israel. No, when you give the money to the goy, you pay him back, and you tell him, do me a favor, could you give it to... Once he gets it back, then already he's doing it on his own volition. You would have thought that since he's giving it al-dat Yisrael, it's a problem. Kamash malah, once you paid him back, it is considered, it is coming from the goy, and therefore you have no problem of the beat. That is the first derech of understanding this sugya. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Well, it says that Vashay Amar, ki amrinan en shlichut denokhri. Ah, this is a whole different concept. You're right. En shlichut denokhri. A goy cannot be a shaliyah. Oh, so if a goy cannot be a shaliyah, then we don't understand the Risha. I mean, what was the case of the Risha? Yisrael is a borrower, the goy is the lender. Yisrael wants to pay back the goy, another Yisrael tells him, do me a favor, give it to me, and I'll pay you with a beat. I'll pay whatever you can owe the goy, I'll pay you. So we said, if the Yisrael borrower tells the goy is there, so then it's okay. Why? Because it looks like that now the Nochri is the shaliach of the or the Yisrael is the shaliach of the Nochri, and therefore we said it's no problem. Oh, but what do you mean? We had a problem. There's no shlichut when it comes to Yisrael and Goyim. So therefore, basically, it's Yisrael giving it to Yisrael. So Rav Ashi gives a new answer. Ki amrinan en shlichut denukhri. When do we say that there's no shlichut by a goy? Hani mili betruma. That's only by one case.
Lecture mode on.
By tiruma. Where do we learn this din of shlichut? The Torah says, gam atem, by the tiruma. To teach me that not only can you take tiruma, but you can also appoint your shaliyah to take Tiruma, but we doresh gam atem lerabot shiluchachem. However, ma atem beneberit, just like you're Jewish, so to your shaliyah has to be Jewish. So from here we learn you cannot appoint a goy to take for you tiruma. So Gemara says, aval, that's only by tiruma. Bechol haTorah kula yes shlichut lenochri, but outside of tiruma you can't appoint a goy. Yes shlichut. So therefore, according to the sense, you have no problem in this case over here. If the goy over here is being told by the Yisrael, give it to the goy knows about it, so therefore there is shlichut, so Yisrael can make the goy a shaliyah. Therefore the goy is giving the is giving the money from himself. There is shlichut, so therefore it's coming from the goy. I thought there's no shlichut. There's only no shlichut by teruma. But everywhere else, the goy can be a shaliyah. Therefore he's working on his own when he's giving it. So therefore you can't appoint the Nochri. So therefore it comes to the Yisrael, the second Yisrael from the Goy. Therefore you have no problem of Rebit. Right? That's the question. That's the Deen of the Gemara. Gemara says, but we don't hold like this. They had the Rav Asher Baddu Barutahi. Well, some say Baduta, I'm sure. Yes. The Gersa changes to Baduta, meaning it's not true. What's the literal word of a Baduta? An external view. If you learn Baruta, Barra is outside. It's external view. If you learn Baduta, Baduta is just it's a mistake. Maishena teruma delo ketiv atem, gam atem. Well, maishena teruma delo. Why is teruma? You cannot have a goya shaliyah dechtiv. Atem, gam atem. To teach me what? מה אתם בנברית, אף שלוחכם נמא בנברית. שליחות לכל התורה, כולה נמא, מתרומה גם לנהלה. Where do we learn שליחות from all the other cases in the Torah? From תרומה. So therefore, תרומה is not the exception, תרומה is the paradigm. תרומה is the source. And therefore, just like by תרומה, גויים don't work for שליחות. So to כל התורה, כולה, so therefore that answer to them, that שליחות doesn't apply to גויים, it does not, בכל התורה, it's not an answer. אלא דרב אשר ברותאי. This again is external. איקא דאמרי. So we have another way of learning this Gemara. אמר רב אשר, כי אמרין אין שלוט לנוכרי. When do you say that the goy cannot be a שליח of a Jew? הני מילה אינו לדידן. That's one direction. Means we cannot be their שליח. אינו לדידן. אבל ענן לדידו, but, huh?
Absent.
הני מילי אינו לדידן,
When can they? When do we say en shliachut? That they cannot be our shaliach. However, aval anan lididhu, but us to be their shaliach, have yilehu shaliach. Then it works. So it only works in one direction. So let's get the directions.
First case, okay.
Right. When is it going to be no good? Inu lididan. Okay. So them for us, which means they cannot be our shaliach. Right? En shliachut nochiyani midi inu lididan. Oh, so if they cannot be a shaliach, so case two is okay.
We say the chumrah.
No, so wait. So case two will be okay. Let's review now. If they cannot be a shaliach for us, so what's the case? Let's review case two because I want to speak these cases out just so we have clarity. The nochri was the borrower, and the Jew was the lender. Okay, the nochri wanted to pay back the Jew. What happened was the nochri. Another Yisrael came along and said, do me a favor, give it to me, and I'll pay you back whatever the debit is and all that. So we said, it's not a problem, because the goy is giving it to the Yisrael, he's doing it on his own. Unless the Yisrael is there. Or if the Yisrael is there, meaning the Yisrael is like telling the goy, alright, give it, or that's going to be a problem. And even though there's no shlichut, Yisrael cannot appoint a goy, right? We said, them for us, right? They cannot be a shaliach, so therefore, why should it be a problem? But we're going to be mahmir. Lechumrah will say it. To be mahmir, I'll say this. Which means, the deen is en shaliachut legoy, which means they cannot be our shaliach. Correct. So therefore, technically, if they cannot be our shaliach, there's no problem. The goy is giving it to the Yisrael. But lechumrah, I'm going to say that what? That they can be a shaliach, therefore it's going to be a problem because it's coming from the Yisrael. Right? And case number one, here's the one is no problem. Because case number one, the Yisrael was the borrower and the Nochri was the lender. And now when the Yisrael wanted to pay back the goy, another Yisrael came and said, do me a favor, give it to me straight and I'll pay you back. Oh, so that's a problem because we said the beat. Yisrael's giving it to me, another Yisrael. Oh, but if there's a goy, oh, so now what's happening over there? Right, so now the Yisrael is making the goy a shaliach to the Nochri. Right, the Nochri is now the lender. The Yisrael is telling the Jew, go give it to the Jew. So in that case over there, we're going to say that they can make shalichut for us, and therefore it's with the goy that's giving it. So therefore, since the goy is giving it, it will not be a problem. If you say there is shidduch, the goy can make the Yisrael his shaliach. So therefore, the goy is giving it. So therefore, that's why the Yisrael is not going to be wrong. That's the way Rav Asher reconciles. Yeah, so the sefa would be a chumrah, and the Yisrael would be the din. Then after Gemara says, no good also. But it says, the had Rav Asher barutahi. Again, external, or baduta, it's mistaken. Ma'ishena inu lididan. What's the reason why they cannot be our shaliach? Delo ketiv atem gam atem l'rabot shluchachem. Delo, because it says in the pasuk, gam atem. Gam atem teaches me that not only you can take the terumah, l'rabot shluchachem, but ma atem b'neberit, just like you have to be Jewish, av shluchachem b'neberit. Which means, therefore, just like you cannot appoint the shliach that say, you can only appoint the shaliach that's a Jew, but you cannot appoint the shaliach that is a goy. So they cannot be our shaliach. Anan did do so. Reverse also. Just like we cannot appoint the shaliach for them, they cannot appoint us as their shaliach. Ma atem b'neberit kama. Same thing. And it works both ways. Just like we cannot appoint them as a shaliach, they cannot appoint us as their shaliach. Ela hadra v'asher barutahi. Therefore, it's external. So we give another answer. Rabbi Na says, you're right. Nihi de shlichut de nukri letle. I agree. Shlichut a goy cannot be a shaliach. No direction. You cannot make him your shaliach. He cannot make him your shaliach. There's no shlichut for a goy bichlal. However, zichia midrabanan itle. But there's a new concept. Concept called zichia. Midi dehave a katan. Just like a minor. What's the deen of a minor? Let's talk about a minor for a second. Can a minor be a shaliach? No.
You cannot appoint a minor to be a shliach. It has to be a gadol. Like the Gemara says, Katan, lav afagav de litle shlichut. Katan is not in the subject of shlichut. Itle zikiyah medrabanan. But he has the law of zikiyah. What is the law of zikiyah? Acquisition by a third party. What does that mean? Let's say regular law. I'm walking in the street. I see an object. Yeah? So I want to pick it up for somebody else. I want to be zocher the item for somebody else. I can pick up the item or give it to somebody and say, I'm giving this to you. I want you to be zocher it for a third party. Uven, Shimon and Levi. Uven takes an item. He gives it to Shimon. He says, Shimon, pick it up for Levi. Even though Levi didn't pick it up, didn't touch it, what's the deal? Levi owns it. Because we have a rule. Zachin le'adam shelo b'fanaf. A katan also is in the subject of zechiyah. Okay? So therefore, even though... Now, zechiyah and shilhut are two different items, which means, when I give the item to Shimon, it's not that Shimon is Levi's agent, meaning shaliyah, to pick it up for him. He's not his agent. Levi didn't even tell Shimon to do it. It's a new deen. Means shilhut and zechiyah are two different things. The Torah gives me a right to give it to Shimon. Shimon picks it up. He's being zocheh for Levi. It's not working from shilihut that I made, that he's the shaliyah of this. So therefore you see, even though shilihut might not work, zechiyah can work. Just like you see by a katan. Can a katan be a shaliyah? No. Can a katan, you cannot make him a shaliyah. But he can be zocheh. Meaning what? You're going to give it to the katan, and it'll be zocheh for the third party. Isn't that the case that we're talking about? Yes, that is the case. Minors cannot appoint agents. The rabbis grant them only the power of zechiyah. That's right. They're going to be zocheh for somebody else. Also, what does that do for us? Look at the top Rashi. Detan zechin lekatan. Oh, zechin lekatan, by the way. You know what it means, zechin lekatan? You can be zocheh for him. That's the case. I give an item to Shimon, so Shimon can be zocheh for the katan. Now, even though the katan cannot appoint Shimon to be his shaliach, but if Shimon picks up the item, he can be zocheh for the katan. Even though the katan is not legal to make a shaliach. Oh, so let's get the skeleton. We'll plug it into the blind. Oh, so just like a katan, shalichut doesn't work, but zechiyah works. So to my goyim, there's no shalichut. They can't make us, we can't make them. There's no agent situation over here. Ela what? Zechiyah. Oh, so now how is that going to work in this braita over here? So let's get to... Let's read Rashi's. Zechiyah med Rabbanan itle. That's Rashi on the Amud Bet. Ayin Aleph Amud Bet. Second Rashi to the bottom. Shiyeh Yisrael zocher letzorech nochri. The Yisrael will be able to pick up something for the goy. Maybe you cannot appoint the goy as a shaliach, but zechiyah to be zocher for the goy, it'll work. Hilkach. Hahu Yisrael zocher le midrabanan behalva'a zu mi Yisrael. That's the Vav. Oh, it's a different Gersaot over here. Mi Yisrael Sheni, it's above the Gersa of Mi Yisrael Lishon. What does that mean? Oh, so we got to go to the case over here. We got to go to the case. Let's get to the case now. I'm going to read it for you so we don't say something wrong. Oh. So Gentiles do not possess the power of agency, but they become beneficiaries of zechiyah. Good. So that's where, how it's going to work out over here. Let's go to both cases, see how it works. In the first case, what was the case? Second case, we have no problem. There's no shlichut for a goy, but for humrah, I'll say the shlichut. I don't got to worry about the second case. Can I speak out the second case first? The second case is, the nochri is the borrower. Okay? And the Israel is the lender. The Nochri wants to pay back. Another Jew comes along and says, do me a favor, give it to me and I'll pay the interest. No problem. It's coming from a
coming from a goy. But if Yisrael knows about it, and Yisrael tells the goy, all right, give it to him, then we say it's a problem. Why should it be a problem? There's no shaliyahut. The goy can say, can I make a goy a shaliyah? Oh, but for the chumrah, I'm going to say that there is a shaliyahut. Therefore, if the chumrah is still a problem, good. I'm going to worry about the sefa. I'm worried about the first case. Because over here, I'm being lenient. What's the case? The Yisrael is the borrower. Yisrael wants to pay back the goy. No problem. In the interim, none of Yisrael comes along and says, do me a favor, give it to me, I'll take care of it in a beat. Oh, you can't. You said the Yisrael. So, but if there's a goy, I mean, the goy's over there, and the goy tells the Yisrael, no problem, give it to him. So it's okay. What do you mean? You know, shiliyut over here. Therefore, the goy doesn't exist. It's Yisrael giving it to Yisrael. What do I care if the goy is telling him? There's no shiliyut. How could you be lenient? There's no shiliyut. But there is what's called zichiyah. Meaning, when Yisrael, the borrower, is giving it to the Yisrael shiniyah, it's as if it's right, you have a third party, you have three players over. You have a Nukhri, Yisrael number one, the borrower, and Yisrael number two. Yeah, so Yisrael number one, when he gives it to Yisrael number two, what, Yisrael number two is being zochet for the Nukhri? What's the triangle of Zichiyah over here? So let's read Rashi. That's exactly what Rashi is trying to teach us here. And she says, Hilka chahu Yisrael זוכה לו מדרבנן בהלוואה זו מישראל שני או ראשון. Explain like accepting this contention, we have again a resolution. The first borrower cannot act as the Gentile's lender agent. That's right. That's for sure when he transfers the loan to the second borrower. Because the goy cannot make him a shaliyah. So when the goy knows about it, it's not like the goy is telling the Yisrael, can you be my shaliyah? No, he cannot be a shaliyah. But the second borrower himself, upon receiving the loan, can be regarded as the Gentile's agent for zichiyah. He acquires the money on the Gentile's behalf, and the first borrower has thus effectively returned the loan. Which means, the Nukhri is owed money. So the second Yisrael receives the money for the goy that's owed the money from the first Yisrael. So the second Yisrael receives it, is as if the first Yisrael paid back. He acquires the money on the Gentile behalf, and the first borrower doesn't pay him return the loan. Any future deals are between the second borrower and the Gentile. Very good. Very good, that's how it works. Which means, you got to get the first borrower out of the way. He's the problem, the first Jew. So therefore, pay back the second Yisrael. Give the money to the second Yisrael. I'm picking it up, not for myself. I'm picking it up for your behalf. Beautiful. So you're paid back. Okay, now I'm going to keep it. Okay, that's coming from you now. So you're giving it to me again, so I can pay you to be. I have no problem. So they would leave shalichut ela zichiyah. Also, the Gatrat, the Gemara says, velahi. That's also not true. Yisrael atel lichlal shalichut. Akum lo atel lichlal shalichut. Your logic was, hey, you see a katan, even though there's no shalichut, but there's zichiyah. So I say goy, there's no shtub but the zichiyah, but there's a big difference. Because the katan one day will mature into shilihut. Therefore, the zichiyah. But a goy, there'll never be shilihut for him. Therefore, there's no zichiyah for him either. Therefore, you cannot answer like that answer. Therefore, you got to go back to the original answer. The way we explained this braita, and the original answer was... The original answer was that the case was talking about where the Jew actually paid back the Nukhri. Paid back the Nukhri. So I was talking about it's Peshita. No, the Hiddush is that even though he paid him back, you would have thought that we should be Mahmir because he's only giving it to the second Jew because the first Jew is telling him to do it, Al-Da'at, and therefore could be we're going to be Mahmir. No, once he pays him back, the goy is giving it on his own volition, so we don't have to worry about shilihut bechal, even the chumrah, therefore we can be mekel. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen v'amen.